So, you just got your acceptance letter that said, congratulations, you have been awarded as an intern for the business analyst role. Now you're thinking to yourself, what's next? How am I going to proceed in this role? Well, your boy ED has you covered, and I hope that there's something here today, even a seasoned business analyst or an intermediate business analyst can take away from today's episode. With no further ado, let's get to point number one. Clarify your internship goals and expectations. See, having clarity from day one ensures you don't just are stuck with just doing busy work. By formally articulating what you and your supervisor expect, you minimize misunderstandings. See, one of the things that I've learned in this, in my journey, is that a lot of frustrations comes from a lack of expectation. What are you saying? See, I may have an expectation of one thing, but then my manager may have another expectation. So we must get alignment to ensure that there's no frustration on the expectation that is actually required. See, these goals will guide your focus and help you measure your progress and provide you a roadmap for your duration of your internship. This is important because clear goals help you focus on learning outcomes. It helps you gauge your progress and demonstrate accountability to your manager. Experiment with these actionable tips. Write down the skills you want to acquire during your internships. Discuss these goals with your manager for alignment and define simple matrix, whether it's completing a user stories or writing technical requirements, whatever that is, so you can track the actual progress. Point number two, document your accomplishments along the way. Track tasks, successes, and lessons learned to showcase your progress and articulate the impact you've made. This is important because a solid record of achievements helps you during performance reviews, even future interviews, or when justifying project decisions. Experiment with these actionable tips. Keep a simple, basic weekly log of the completed task and outcomes. Quantify results where possible, like time saved, percentage improvement, resource alignment, things of that nature, because now we're quantifying what we've done, and then request endorsements from satisfied stakeholders or team leads. Point number three, learn to elicit and document requirements effectively. You want to master the process of gathering and recording business requirements from multiple sources. This is important because precise documentation of requirements prevents, you know what I'm about to say, scope creep, and it ensures that the final product meets the business needs. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Use a standardized requirement template or framework. You can look at a user story format as an example. Ask open-ended questions during requirement sessions to uncover hidden needs. What is an open-ended question? It starts something like, well, how would you go about doing X, Y, and Z? Or how did you achieve certain, you know, X, Y, and Z? Not asking a more of a yes or no. You want to be able to create a conversation with them. You want to be able to go deeper. Oh, watch this, family. Go deeper than surface layer. Because a lot of times, especially as a business analyst, you can get caught up in a yes or no type framework, as I say, versus a more of a deep-rooted conversation. When we get to the deep-rooted aspect of things, meaning I'm uncovering more than what they expect, because a lot of times people don't really know when you get into a mode of you and you're doing things, if you're not asking the right probing questions, you won't be able to extract that information out of your stakeholders. So you want to be able to ask open-ended questions. All right, next one. Validate requirements with stakeholders for accuracy as well as complete list. Point number four, embrace collaboration with cross-functional teams. One of the things of your challenges, which I don't even call it a challenge. I love it when this happens. I call it an area of opportunity, is to really break down silos. What does that look like? Working closely with IT, working closely with financing, marketing, and other departments to gather a variety of perspectives. This is important because collaboration across teams promote holistic solution and reduces silos and enhances overall project quality. This wasn't even what I was thinking, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you really want to stand out, especially as an intern, find ways to break down silos. Mm-hmm. that right, like if I was interning coming in, even if I was a seasoned or intermittent business analyst, I would find ways to reduce silos, because the more you can create collaboration, the better the product, the better the service is going to be. And it's going to look good for your manager, because now they see that you're someone that can go in, get people that were siloed and collaborate together to come up with a solution. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Attend or request cross-departmental meetings to understand different viewpoints. Next one, share BA knowledge, business analyst knowledge, or findings in a short knowledge sharing session. And then use collaboration platforms like Slack, Asana, MS Teams, I could go on, so you can keep communication more transparent. Point number five, document. Oh, you already know, I'm gonna try to do my best. Cause see, we know documentation is gonna be conversation any day. Mm-hmm. See, document and refine process flows. You wanna map out as is processes and then find the efficiencies and propose to be improvements. But let me say something, cause I don't wanna set you up for failure. I wanna set you up for success. First, understand the process first. Just don't come in and say, oh, that's wrong. And then you start trying, because I've done that. I've already made the mistake for you. This is why I'm laughing and I'm sharing it with you, because you can get excited. You can get so excited because you want to be able to show that you can provide value. So this is why I always say, first, understand how the process is. How are they doing it before you go in trying to really unpack what the inefficiencies are. So first, get an understanding, a clear understanding, and then that's when you want to propose the to be improvements. Why is this important? A clear visual of current workflows uncovers bottlenecks, duplication of works, and most of all, this is a cost saving to the organization and could also create innovations. Experiment with these actionable tips. Start with high-level overviews before adding detailed steps. Validate flowcharts with the people doing the work for accuracy. You see, this is important when you are collaborating with the people that are actually doing the thing, meaning doing the work. You allow yourself to get a better accuracy, and this helps with the flow charts that you're going to create. And the next one, identify and discuss improvement opportunities with stakeholders. Point number six, practice effective time management. You want to plan. You want to organize. You want to prioritize your tasks to balance learning and project responsibilities and deadlines. This is important because good time management ensures you deliver quality work on schedule and you avoid bottlenecks for others. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Keep a prioritized to-do list. I love a good Kanban board because of the fact it is really basic. It lets me know, because see, what we're trying to protect is our WIP. What is our WIP? Work in progress. So we want to be able to show, hey, this is what we're working on. This is what's in progress. Yeah, we have a backlog of things, but this is what we're working on currently. And once we finish this, we'll move it to the complete. So you want to be able to do that. Focus time in your calendar for complex tasks. Seek clarification immediately to reduce time loss or misunderstanding. Point number six, proactively volunteer for challenging tasks. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, that's going to be outside my comfort zone. You're right. You want to be out your comfort zone. See, when you step outside your comfort zone to lead or assist initiatives, that stretches your current skill set. This is important because diving into tougher projects accelerates your learning. It demonstrates your initiative, and it can open doors to more responsibilities. That's what you want. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Offer to facilitate small parts of a requirements workshop. Suggest small improvement ideas if you spot inefficiencies. And just like I said, as a caveat, first understand the actual process before you start making the recommendations. And the last and final one, seek mentorship from a senior BA or PM when facing advanced challenges. As you guys know, I offer mentorship as well as coaching. So if you have any questions, comments, you know how to find me. I'm on all social media platforms, and I would more than willing to help, especially if you're intern, seasoned BA, PM, you name it. I want to make sure that you get the proper support required. Point number eight. This is why I said pragmatic skills matter. I love education. I'm a huge proponent of education, meaning theory. But when it comes to this pragmatic, meaning real life, actual doing the job, We don't talk about this. What are you talking about, Ed? Learn the art of negotiating. Mm-hmm. See, when you can negotiate scope, timelines, especially resources, in a way that balances stakeholder needs with project feasibility. Why is this important? Successful negotiations keep projects aligned with realistic goals while maintaining positive relationships. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Clarify your objectives, limits before any negotiation. You need to understand, what am I walking in? What am I trying to negotiate? What am I needing from this particular stakeholder before I even walk into the negotiation? Then frame your outcome as a win-win to foster collaboration. And the last and final one, document the agreement in writing to avoid confusion later. Well, family, I have these three last points that I believe if you stuck here long enough, you're going to need. For those that it didn't, you're missing out on something big, because this right here, this is going to change how you approach as a business analyst. Number one, stay curious and take initiative. Volunteer for challenging tasks, ask insightful questions, and actively seek feedback to accelerate your growth. Next one, focus on stakeholder alignment. Recognize different perspectives and needs, and proactively engagement fosters smoother collaboration. And the last and final one, you want to build a strong foundation. Applying these habits now, not later, but now, whether you're interning, currently a BA role, or aiming for a BA role, you will be set up for a long-term success in the career of business analyst. Well, family, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that simply means it. I hope you take action today. Be bold and stand out. Until next time.